I don't understand why it's so difficult to confirm an appointment.
No, I'm sorry, Miranda. I actually did confirm.
The details of your incompetence do not interest me.
Who's that? Nobody.
Meryl Streep's character is probably the reason that a recent poll of 800 women found that most of them with a preference would rather work for a man. Ronna Lichtenberg is a career consultant and author of Pitch Like a Girl, How a Woman Can Be Herself and Still Succeed. Good morning, Ronna.
Good morning.
Let's look at some of these numbers in this Lifetime poll. Very interesting. 47% of the Generation Y respondents and 43% of baby boomers said they prefer a male boss. 31% of the younger and 28% of the baby boomers want a woman for a boss. So in general, why do more people want to work for a man?
Easier in some ways. Mm-hmm. With women, there's always an emotional connection, so it's a little more complicated. But you know what? I mean, if there's a good job, I can't believe anybody really cares.
Well, a lot of people are undecided and don't have a preference.
Right.
Although it's kind of interesting because when you look at these Generation Y women, it seems that women are becoming more open to working for other women, right?
Yeah, because there are more of us, thank goodness, and it's more common than it used to be. So if you look at the trend over the last 20 years and this kind of question, it's really getting to be easier to think about working for another woman.
We managed to get out on the streets of New York and ask people what they preferred. And I want to run this by you. This was the most common answer that we heard.
I prefer men as bosses over women, yes.
You could talk to him about anything, where I found with a lot of the female bosses, they had their own issues, so they didn't want to know about your issues.
I find having a female boss kind of trying, you know, there's a lot of cattiness and competition.
Is that the downside of having a female boss, potentially?
For them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you sort of get what you're looking for in a
way.
If you go in thinking that another woman's going to be a problem, then she is.
So it can be all in your attitude.
Attitude really matters. And that's kind of the big takeaway for me is that what you expect your boss to be like and your attitude toward her is going to influence it. I've never seen a situation where someone says, I really hate my boss, and the boss really likes that person. Right,
so,
both ways.
So don't project any Meryl Streep stereotypes onto your female boss. There are people who prefer to work for women, and here's what they had to say.
I prefer a female boss.
Most of my bosses that I've had so far have been women, and I just feel that it's easier to talk to them. I don't think there's any kind of, there's less of a barrier.
So should we behave differently with a male or a female boss? Or should we treat both the same?
Well, I think it's always a little different. How with a male boss, I can remember I always had to pretend to be interested in sports, which I never was.
And,
so now with women clients who are my bosses, I can talk about shoes, which is more natural.
There you go. You say that either sex boss can be difficult, and you have a couple of quick tips. You say to see what you can learn from them. That makes sense.
Right. You have a boss from hell. Any boss, no matter how stupid, is somebody you can learn something from. So get what you can.
Look before you leave.
Do not walk out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to look for another job, find it before you lose the one you've got.
And don't discuss problems with your coworkers.
No, no, no. You can't be sure who you can trust at work. So if we're sitting around dishing about how horrible you are as a boss, Hannah, which would never happen, for sure you're going to hear about it.
Ronna Lichtenberg, thanks so much.
That's
very
great.
Interesting. It's all in the attitude. I like
it's
that.
It's all in the attitude, in your attitude. You can make any boss be okay.
Okay. Great to have you here. Thanks.